Time now for the news from Steve Thompson, your country financial representative located on the square in West Virginia. Illinois Secretary of State Jesse White announces that all offices and facilities which operate on a Monday through Friday schedule will be closed on Monday, January 15, 2018, in observance of Martin Luther King Jr. Day. In addition, driver services facilities that operate on a Tuesday through Saturday schedule will be closed on Saturday, January 13th. All offices and facilities will be open for business on Tuesday, January 16th. Individuals can visit the Secretary of State's website, www.cyberdriveillinois.com, to locate the nearest driver services facility and the hours of operation. In addition, drivers can change an address, register to become an organ and tissue donor, or renew license plate stickers online. In other news, a strong front moved through the region late Thursday night into Friday, bringing with it rain, freezing rain, sleet, and snow. The amount of ice and snow forced many cancellations to area businesses and schools and canceled many sporting events Friday night. Ice accumulation varied for the Fairfield area, with a tenth to two-tenths coating outside surfaces, while snow accumulation varied between 1 and 2 inches. Winds gusted anywhere from 25 to 30 miles per hour, causing snow to drift. Heavier snow amounts were reported to the south and east. Many cities and rural roads along the highways and interstates were in very poor conditions as local law enforcement helped stranded motorists. For the latest in road conditions, go to gettingaroundillinois.com. Local law enforcement encourages those planning to travel to exercise caution and to allow plenty of time to reach your destination safely. The National Weather Service in Paducah has stated that a burst of accumulating snow will be possible as a storm system and Arctic cold front dive southeast through the region Monday into Monday night. Wind chills will fall from zero to below zero range Monday night and Tuesday night. There might be a negotiation plea in the Richland County murder case of Glenn Ramey of Olney. The 54-year-old Ramey is charged in the 2016 death of an 8-year-old Olney girl. He faces a count of predatory criminal sexual assault as well as first-degree murder. Ramey was examined as to his fitness to stand trial, and the jury found he was fit. A hearing for either a negotiated plea or an open plea in the case has been scheduled for the afternoon of January 25th. In other news, the Illinois Farm Bureau is offering a $1,000 cash reward for information leading to the felony conviction for the recent theft of 4 handguns and a laptop computer from the Randy Vaughn Farm in rural Fairfield. Through the organization's Crime Reward Program, $1,000 is being offered to any person who provides information to the Wayne County Sheriff that leads to a felony conviction in the case. Any individual with information about this crime should contact the Wayne County Sheriff's Office at 618-842-6631 immediately. All information regarding the identity of the informant is confidential. The reward money is paid directly to the informant. The Wayne County Sheriff and the Wayne County State's Attorney are aware of the Farm Bureau Crime Reward Program and will assist the informant in obtaining their reward. The Farm Bureau Crime Reward Program is a membership benefit of the Farm Bureau organization. For your property to qualify under the program, you must be a current member of the Farm Bureau. Wayne County Emergency Management and the National Weather Service office out of Paducah, Kentucky, are sponsoring a free weather spotting class in Fairfield, Illinois. The class is being held at Frontier Community College on Tuesday, February 6th at 6 p.m. It is open to anyone interested and is completely free. Online registration is required. Just go to www.gov/PAH/spottertraining to register for the class. Fire has destroyed a portion of the new Wayne City High School. The agricultural or ag building caught fire around 10 a.m. Friday and quickly spread through the structure. Wayne City firemen quickly called for mutual aid from the Fairfield Rural Fire Department and Orchardville Fire Departments. The structure is actually separate from the newly constructed high school, but it's only 20 to 30 feet from the new school building. Firefighters were hampered by strong north winds and snow. The winds helped fan the flames further out of control. Witnesses at the scene said the structure will likely be a total loss. One good thing, school at Wayne City was canceled today because of the overnight winter storm, so no students were in attendance. No injuries have been reported, and the cause remains under investigation by the Illinois State Fire Marshal's Office. The Fairfield Lions Club has postponed their recycling day 1 week. On Saturday, January 20th, the Fairfield Lions Club will be collecting Christmas lights that no longer work. The collection site will be at the Contiki Senior Center from 9 a.m. until noon. In addition to Christmas lights, the club will also be accepting donations of eyeglasses, hearing aids, empty ink cartridges, cell phones, soda tabs, and keys. These items will be recycled, and the proceeds used to help fund Lion Clubs programs throughout the state. For over 40 years, Lions Clubs have helped raise funding for the 13 programs and services that the Lions of Illinois Foundation provides to communities throughout Illinois, which include assistance for the visually and hearing impaired. Any donation made, whether big or small, is greatly appreciated. For more information, contact David Savage of the Fairfield Lions Club at 618-516-1229. The Fairfield Community High School Mulebackers will be hosting their annual Bingo and Silent Auction Night on Saturday, January 27, 2018, at 7 p.m. in the Fairfield American Legion Hall. This fundraising event is once again being held in honor of all local veterans. As such, all veterans will be granted their first set of bingo cards free to the event with proof of ID. A portion of the evening's proceeds will be donated to the Veterans Memorial Park renovations at Lakeside. The community is invited to come out and support not only the Mulebackers, but our local veterans in attendance and community upgrades. Several area businesses and individuals have generously donated items towards the silent auction. A complete listing of items will be available on the FCHS Mulebackers Facebook page. Moderators for the evening will be none other than Fairfield's Sheldon Bunning and Jeff Cerlini. Light refreshments will be served. Admittance to the event is limited to individuals age 21 and older.
Transform your living room and live life comfortably with Lazy Boy Furniture from Rush Appliance and Furniture Company. Visit our showroom to save on our Lazy Boy specials on chairs, sectionals, recliners starting at $299, sofas and dual reclining performance like leather sofas for $899 or add power and pay just $1199. Our superior Lazy Boy recliners recline flat, glide, rock, heat and massage. We have Lazy Boy Furniture to match every style and every budget at Rush Appliance and Furniture Company in downtown Fairfield and Carmine.
The Illinois State Board of Education says Governor Bruce Rauner's veto of legislation related to a revamped education funding formula could cause disruption and confusion to the state's more than 800 school districts. The ISBE officials issued a statement Friday criticizing the Republican governor's amendatory veto of legislation that fixed an error in the historic overhaul of public school funding last summer. ISBE says the bill needs to become a law to ensure 178 school districts don't receive less money than they deserve. Rauner's veto Monday added language that would make it easier for several dozen non-public schools to qualify for a funding reform provision of $100 million in tax cut scholarships for parents to enroll their kids. Rauner spokeswoman Rachel Bold said Friday the governor agrees that lawmakers should act quickly to approve all the remedies. Illinois Medicaid officials say that they're reviewing new federal guidelines that would let state requires able-bodied Medicaid recipients to work. The Illinois Department of Health Care and Family Services said Thursday that the policy notice and its implications are under review. The Federal Centers for Medicaid and Medicare Services made the announcement Thursday. The agency's head, Seema Verma, said work and community involvement can make a positive difference in people's lives and in their health. However, some Illinois patients advocates say they hope the state doesn't submit a proposal to make having a job a condition of Medicaid eligibility, citing fears it would leave people without health insurance. The Illinois Health and Hospital Association also opposes the work requirements. Association spokesman Danny Chun says the main concern is that people have coverage. Crude oil is at $56.75, unchanged since yesterday. 89-year-old Sisney resident Lawrence Eugene Obrecht died on Thursday, January 11, 2018, at Fairfield Memorial Hospital. Gene was a journeyman lineman for a Wayne White Electric Cooperative, and after his retirement from Wayne White, he worked for Gill's Excavating. He was a member of the Masonic Lodge No. 1111, Shriners, Coon Creek Ridge Riders Club, and the Enterprise United Methodist Church. Gene is survived by his wife, Mid Olbrecht of Sisney, Illinois, one daughter, Bonnie Atwood of Sisney, Illinois, two sisters, Phyllis Ulrich of Olney, Illinois, and Wilma Trotter of Robinson, Illinois. Also surviving are five grandchildren, Gina Gill of Mount Airy, Illinois, Andy Atwood and Alex Atwood of Sisney, Illinois, Tamara Casico of Madison, and Camara Hinger of Franklin, Tennessee, and 13 great-grandchildren and two great-grandchildren. Funeral services for Lawrence Eugene Obrecht will be 11 a.m. Monday, January 15, 2018, at the Hostleton Funeral Home in Sisney, with burial in Sisney Cemetery. Visitation will be 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. Sunday, January 14, 2018, at the Hostleton Funeral Home in Sisney. Memorials may be given to the Comfort Room at the Fairfield Memorial Hospital or Shriners Hospital for Children at St. Louis, Missouri, and will be accepted at the Hoselton Funeral Home. Joyce A. Knight, 87, formerly of Grayville, Illinois, died Thursday, January 11, 2018, at Premier Healthcare of New Harmony in New Harmony, Indiana. While living in Georgia, she attended the Midway Methodist Church in Lilly, Georgia. Survivors include sons Jimmy Knight of Whitesburg, Georgia, Dale Knight of Cordell, Georgia, daughter Nancy Davis of Leesburg, Georgia, brother Sid Coe of Flower, Illinois, sister-in-law Rowan Coe of Crossville, sister Barbara Earle of Grayville, 8 grandchildren, numerous great-grandchildren. Visitation and funeral are Tuesday, January 16, 2018, at the Cook Funeral Chapel in Grayville. Visitation is at 11 a.m. with funeral at noon. Burial is in the Oak Grove Cemetery in Grayville.
Protection for your family, peace of mind for you. Thanks to Wabash Watch, having a secure home is now affordable. Using your internet connection or smart mobile device, you can view live surveillance video feed, receive alarm alerts, monitor motion detection, manage your energy usage, control your thermostat remotely, detect water leaks, and more. Protect the comfort of your home with Wabash Watch. Call us at 665-3311 or visit us online at wabash.net.
Time now for your Classic Hits forecast. Saturday, mostly sunny with a high near 22. Saturday night, mostly clear with a low around 2. Sunday, increasing clouds with a high near 23. Wind chill values as low as negative 2. Sunday night, a 20% chance of snow, cloudy, with a low around 20. We keep you informed when you need to know about severe weather with your Classic Hits station or WFIW 104.9 FM.